This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We're still early morning. I know you guys are shy, but I want to hear the proper salam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. That sounds much better, alhamdulillah. I think that suits me better. I know for the camera he has to lower it. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wal'aqibatu lilmuttaqeen. ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأولين والآخرين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وبعد. All praises and thanks are due to Allah alone. We praise Him and we seek His help. Whomsoever Allah guides is indeed the truly guided one, and whomsoever Allah leaves astray, none can show him guidance. May the greatest peace and blessings be upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear brothers and sisters, allow me to begin by thanking the Almighty Allah for giving us all the opportunity to gather in this blessed place. And then thank the organizers and everyone who took part in putting this event together. And may Allah grant us all success. Ameen. Quran is the miracle of all miracles. Al-Quran al-Kareem is indeed the everlasting miracle. What is the definition of a miracle to begin with? A miracle is an extraordinary event manifest the divine intervention in the human affairs. In Arabic, it is defined as amrun khariqun lil'ada yuhiruhu Allahu ala yadi mudda'i an-nubuwah ta'eedan lahu fi da'wa. An extraordinary event with which Allah the Almighty supports His prophets and messengers in order to confirm their message, to prove that they have been sent by the Almighty. They are not imposters. Each and every one of those whom Allah have sent was granted and was gifted with some sort of miracles. If I may ask you, what was the miracle of Musa alayhi salam? What was the mu'jiza of Musa alayhi salam? How many miracles was Musa given? Allah says, في تسع آيات إلى فرعون وملئه. Nine miracles. The most famous of all of them is the staff, right? Al-Asa. With which he was able to strike the sea and it was split 12 dry roads in the middle of the water. And the water was like mountains on both sides. True. What was the miracle of Musa alayhi salam besides the staff? Many miracles. What was the miracle of Isa alayhi salam? Beginning with his virgin birth, his ability of curing congenital blindness and deafness, right? And then shaping out of mud a bird, then breathing into the bird, the soul, by the leave of Allah, then it becomes alive. And it flies by the leave of Allah. Reviving the dead, وَأُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. What was the miracle of Prophet Salih, peace be upon him? Huh? The she camel, thank you sister. What was the miracle of Prophet Sulaiman? One of whom is talking to animals. Many miracles. Sulaiman alayhi salam was blessed with so many miracles, among which that he was able to communicate with the birds, the animals. The Almighty made all the jinn subservient to Sulaiman alayhi salam. The wind was made subservient to him, right? What was the miracle of Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam? Do you remember any? Fire, barakallahu fikum. Now, all the prophets have gone. Isa alayhi salam was raised to the Almighty Allah. What happened to the miracles? What happened to Moses' staff? To the miracles of Isa? To the fire which he did not burn Ibrahim alayhi salam? All of them vanished. What if we actually were able to locate Moses' staff, Asa Musa alayhi salam? Will we be able to use it? Can anyone utilize it in a miraculous way like Musa alayhi salam? Obviously not. So every prophet was given a miracle to support him in his prophethood and to confirm that he has been sent by the Almighty, and once the Prophet is gone, miracles are gone. Many Muslims don't know that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam was also given so many miracles. Can you mention some? Splitting the moon. اقتربت الساعة وانشق القمر. Huh? Water gushing forth from between his fingers when they were in an expedition and they ran out of water. So Allah the Almighty made the water gush forth from between his fingers. Like Musa alayhi salam when he struck the stone. فَانْفَجَرَتْ مِنْهُ اثْنَتَا عَشْرَةَ عَيْنَا 12 water springs were gushing forth from a stone. And they were able to carry it with them in the lost land for 40 years. So Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the water gushed forth from between his fingers. Any other miracles? We are in Rajab, the journey of Al-Isra' and Al-Mi'raj. Many historians reported that it took place on the month of Rajab, 3 years before the migration of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And الإخبار بكثير من الغيبيات, prophecies, many prophecies, some of which were fulfilled during his life sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and many are being fulfilled after his death and until the day of judgment sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But those tangible and physical miracles which were given to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they vanished with him when he died sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The barakah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he would spit in somebody's eye and he would be healthier and sharper than the healthy one, is gone. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to meet with his Lord, when Allah the Almighty collected his soul, إِنَّكَ مَيِّتٌ وَإِنَّهُمْ مَيِّتُونَ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said in the Sawan Hadith, which is collected by the two great Imams Bukhari and Muslim, مَا مِن نَبِيٍ إِلَّا وَقَدْ أُوْتِيَ مَا عَلَى مِثْلِهِ آمَنَ الْبَشَرِ. Not a single prophet, but was given miracles which will make people truly believe that he's a prophet to follow him. And as for me, besides those tangible miracles, وَحْيٌ أُوحِيَ إِلَيْ, I was given a revelation. And I hope and I pray that on the day of judgment, I would have the largest number of followers, inshallah. Does it mean that prophets before Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were not given the same? Of course not. آمن الرسول بما أنزل إليه من ربه والمؤمنون كل آمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله وكتبه. It's a must for us as believers to believe in all the previous revelations, the previous books to the prospective prophets. At-Torah was given to Musa alayhi salam. Al-Injil or the Gospel was given to Isa, peace be upon him. Suhuf Ibrahim was given to Prophet Ibrahim. Az-Zabur was given to Prophet David, peace be upon him. And Al-Quran was revealed to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the only book which was not handed over to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at once, it was the Quran. Otherwise, At-Tawrah, Al-Injil were given to their prophets as a single book, one-time revelation. But the Quran's revelation lasted for 23 years. So what makes the Quran different than the previous revelations? Several facts. Fact number one, verse number 88, chapter number 17, Surah Al-Isra. Allah the Almighty says, قُلْ لَئِنِ اجْتَمَعَتِ الْإِنسُ وَالْجِنُّ عَلَىٰ أَنْ يَأْتُوا بِهَذَا الْقُرْآنِ لَا يَأْتُونَ بِمِثْلِهِ وَلَوْ كَانَ بَعْضُهُمْ لِبَعْضٍ ظَهِيرًا. Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if all the humankind and the jinn assisted each other in order to produce the like of this Quran, they will never be able to produce anything like it. وَلَوْ كَانَ بَعْضُهُمْ لِبَعْضٍ ظَهِيرًا. And when the Meccans who received the Quran in their mother tongue, and they were the most eloquent people and the greatest poets in history, failed to bring and produce a Quran similar to this Quran, the challenge was reduced. In Surah 2, chapter number 11, the two consecutive verses 13 and 14. أَمْ يَقُولُونَ افْتَرَى. Or perhaps they say that Muhammad have invented it. He forged that book, he made it up. قُلْ فَأْتُوا بِعَشْرِ سُوَرٍ مِثْلِهِ مُفْتَرَيَاتٍ. Why don't you produce just 10 chapters similar to the chapters of the Quran? And you can choose any chapters. It doesn't have to be Al-Baqarah wa Al-Imran wa Al-Nisa wa Al-Ma'idah. Any chapters. Al-Ikhlas, Al-Falaq, Al-Nas, Al-Kawthar. Wad'u. And you can call upon whomever you want to assist you besides Allah. فَإِنْ لَمْ يَسْتَجِيبُ لَكَ. And if they do not respond to you, فَاعْلَمْ أَنَّمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ بِعِلْمِ اللَّهِ. So know that the Quran was revealed to you with the knowledge of Allah. And also acknowledge that there is no one worthy of worship but Him. Will you then be Muslims? They failed. 10 chapters similar to it. If you said that he invented it, while in Surah Al-Ankabut, chapter number 29, the Almighty Allah stated the following fact. وَمَا كُنْتَ تَتْلُو مِنْ قَبْلِهِ مِنْ كِتَابٍ وَلَا تَخُطُّهُ بِيَمِينِكَ إِذَا لَرْتَابَ الْمُبْطِلُونَ. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was ummi. Ummi in Arabic means illiterate. He never learned reading nor writing. We all know that. When Jibreel alayhi salam asked him to read, he said, مَا أَنَا بِقَارِئ. I can't read. Unfortunately, nowadays, you see some posts on the social media spreading that you shouldn't say the Prophet was ummi
This is very impolite. But Allah said, it's on me. And it's a fact. No. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was able to speak and write 70 different languages. Back then, there were not even 7 different languages. Would you love the Prophet more than Allah the Almighty? Allah kept him illiterate so that it will be a miracle. So when he receives the Quran, then he reveals the ayah of Surah Al-Ankabut, chapter number 29. وَمَا كُنْتَ تَتْلُو مِنْ قَبْلِهِ مِنْ كِتَابٍ. You never recited nor read a book before the Quran was revealed unto you. وَلَا تَخُطُّهُ بِيَمِينِكَ. Your right hand never ascribed anything before it. Then it must be definitely from the Almighty Allah. Then the challenge was even reduced further to be فَأْتُوا بِسُورَةٍ مِّن مِثْلِهِ وَادْعُوا شُهَدَاءَكُمْ مِّن دُونِ اللَّهِ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. Verse number 23, chapter number 2, Surah Al-Baqarah, the Almighty Allah says, إِن كُنْتُمْ فِي رَيْبٍ مِّمَّا نَزَّلْنَا عَلَى عَبْدِنَا. If you're still in doubt concerning that which we send down upon our servants, why don't you produce one single chapter similar to it? What is the shortest chapter in the Quran? It should be a little louder. Surah Al-Kawthar. How many verses? 3. So not Surah Al-Ikhlas because it's 4 verses. And if you notice, I said, what is the shortest chapter? When you teach your kids, do not say, what is the smallest surah in the Quran? Because the entire Quran is great. There is no small and big, but you can say the shortest number of verses, Surah Al-Kawthar. So the Almighty Allah said, if you are in doubt concerning this man and his prophethood, if you don't believe him and you think that he made it up, then an ordinary human being can write down similar to it. Why don't you produce a single chapter similar to it? And he didn't specify. In verse number 23, chapter number 2, he said, any chapter, let it be Surah Al-Kawthar. And he failed. Still, Shaykh, all of that we all understand. But why did you mention that the Quran is the everlasting miracle after you stated that there were many other revelations? And we know for certain about Az-Zabur, the Torah, and Al-Injil. Simply because in Surah Al-Baqarah, and in Surah Al-Nisa, in Surah Al-Ma'idah, and in Surah Al-Imran, there are many verses in which the Almighty Allah confirmed that the people of the book have distorted their own revelations. أَفَتَطْمَعُونَ أَن يُؤْمِنُوا لَكُمْ وَقَدْ كَانَ فَرِيقٌ مِّنْهُمْ يَسْمَعُونَ كَلَامَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ يُحَرِّفُونَهُ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا عَقَلُوهُ وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ. Do you guys really hope that those people, and the verse is referring to the people of the book, particularly the Jews in Medina, do you really hope that those people will believe in you, in your message, after it has been confirmed, a faction, a party of them have distorted the word of Allah, changed the word of Allah knowingly. Likewise, in many other verses for the sake of time. So the Quran confirms that previous revelations have been altered, have been distorted, and have been changed. Even if you do read the Quran, it is sufficient to hear in the news that recently, last couple years, in the USA, they released the latest edition of the Bible. What does it mean that the latest edition? Who edits the Bible? People. As they wrote it with their own hands in the first place, they edit it. After September the 11th, and they were constantly accusing Muslims of all sorts of Islamophobia, constantly bashing Islam and Muslims. So we had to open the Bible and fetch verses from the Old and the New Testament, which are horrible. So whenever I'm invited to a church or a synagogue or a university to give a talk, I just present to them what Deuteronomy and Joshua said. And there, the priest would simply say, well, we don't believe in these segments anymore. Literally. So if you don't believe in this segment anymore, and another church doesn't believe in this segment anymore, and another synagogue rejects this segment, that means it's entirely up to you to edit, supposedly, the word of God. And that leaves us with the following conclusion. If all the books which are perceived as holy books, religious books, claiming that they have been revealed from heaven to earth, from God to the prophets, if all those books, hard copies, soft copies, have been burned to ash, nothing remains worldwide on earth out of them, including the Quran, which of those books can be recovered overnight? Only the Quran, even if it is not written, even if it is not on your soft copy, on your iPhone, on your phone, your tab, on your desktop, it will be recovered simply from the hearts of the Huffaz. Verse number 9, Surah Al-Hijr. The Almighty Allah established the following fact, and this fact is eternal. And it's an open challenge for those who would accept it. قَالَ تَعَالَى إِنَّا نَحْنُ نَزَّلْنَا الذِّكْرَ وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ. That's it. The Almighty Allah is using the royal we. Most certainly it is us, it is Allah the Almighty, who sent down the revelation, the Quran, to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and as he sent it, he vows to protect it from any alteration, distortion, or any attempt to change, not a word, not a letter, but wallahi, even a vowel. A young child will be able to detect it immediately. So any attempt to change the word of Allah will be such a failure, because it is preserved in the hearts of millions and millions of Huffaz throughout the history and until the day of judgment by the leave of Allah. We should be very happy and proud of that. When I asked the religious scholars of other religions, PhD holders in theology, once I asked in a church, how many different versions of the Bible that you have? He said, hundreds, maybe thousands, you never know. Which is true. And when people come to know that, in a small community, which was our community in the States, which consisted of 15 different nationalities, we have the Indo-Pak, we have the Malaysians, we have the Indonesians, we have the Russians, we have people from all over the Arab, and you guys all read the same version, follow the same book, people simply accepted Islam because of that. Among the miraculous nature of the Quran is the sound. The sound, the mere sound of the Quran. Only Muslims read their holy book with certain rules which are known as tajweed. Tajweed is not only to observe the ahkam, but even the characteristics of the letters. Same letter sometimes is fat in here, but it is thin in another place, depending on the vowel on top, or the bottom, or the preceding vowel. Amazing system. An American musician visited me once, and I was playing the Quran in the background, like I do every day. He said, you have such a beautiful music. I never thought about it this way. He said, Muhammad, you're playing such a beautiful music. He's a musician. Yusuf Islam Cat Stevens, may Allah bless him. Him and I shared the stage once in Texas, in one of the universities. And when people came to know that, their favorite singer, especially the older generation, is here. The hall was flooded. The university was packed. Some of the audience asked him, you know, you were our dream. I was a big fan of you. Of course, if it was Sheikh Asim, he would have said, may Allah promote you to be an air condition. I was a big fan of you. How were you able just to quit singing and music? I was sitting next to him. And he said, well, I swear to God, when I heard the Quran, I found it the greatest music ever, especially if you listen to it from an Egyptian reciter, especially if it is Sheikh Abdul Basit Abdul Samad. Takbir! Wallahi, indeed, it is the greatest music. It has the greatest phonetics. Nowadays, a lot of youth, they have some programs on the social media. They walk in the streets and they give an earphone to random people and say, listen to this. How do you like it? How do you feel about it? And people say, it's very soothing. It's very comforting. Do you understand anything out of it? No, not a word. What is this? What language is this? So they don't understand it. It is not their language. But they enjoy it. They say it brings tranquility. Yes, indeed, it is the word of Allah. أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ Indeed, in the remembrance of Allah, hearts do find rest. It is the word of Allah. Allah didn't create it. Allah spoke it out. Those of you who have ijazah, how many of you have memorized Quran by heart? Raise your hand if you did. How many? I know there are many, but I know you're shy. Do not disappoint me, please. I would assume I have seen 10 of the sisters and 20. Since it's an assumption, let me make it bigger with the brothers. And 20 of the brothers. You have an ijazah. When I obtained my first ijazah, do you know what it means to have an ijazah in Quran? Do you know what it means? When I have 28 people between me and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know what it means? It means I'm able to recite Quran the same way that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam recited it, the same way Jibreel alayhi salam recited it to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the same way that the Almighty Allah recited it to Jibreel alayhi salam. It's a rope. One of its end is with Allah, and the other is lower to us to hold fast unto it. وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبِلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا Hold you fast, all of you, to the robe of Allah, and do not be divided. That is the robe of Allah. That is the Quran. In one synagogue in New York, I was invited for a debate. And I just realized that I was debating 4 Jewish rabbis. And I didn't know what the debate was all about. So they raised the issue that Az-Zabih was Isaac, not Ishmael. By the way, for us, it doesn't matter whether it was Ishaq or Ismail. Both are prophets. But the Quran confirms it was Ismail, not Isaac. So I had to recite some verses of Surah As-Saffat. When I was much younger, I had a better melodious voice when I used to lead the prayers. So I decided to recite it with tajweed. And as I was reciting to people who don't understand what I'm saying, I could hear people crying and weeping. And after I finished, those Jewish people in the synagogue were asking me, how can you read so beautiful? What is this book? What is in it? This is the final message. This is the word of Allah, which did not undergo any change, any alteration, not even a vowel, as I mentioned earlier. We believe that the Quran is not a book of science. Did you ever hear anyone who's saying that the Quran is a book of chemistry? It is miraculous because of its chemistry, nature, physics, medicine, or whatever. No, we don't claim so. But the Quran is full of references which are miraculous, and it will keep unveiling until the day of judgment. Wallahi. When was embryology discovered? Less than 100 years ago. But this Ummi, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this illiterate man, was talking about the process of forming the fetus and the embryo in the womb as if he had an ultrasound and if he's able to see everything 1450 years ago. In multiple places in the Quran, in Surah Al-Alaq, the first revelation, in Surah Al-Hajj, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ إِن كُنْتُمْ فِي رَبٍ مِّنَ الْبَعْثِ. When Allah was given an analogy why there will be resurrection, and it is so easy and simple for Allah, so He stated the process of the creation from the beginning. And in some amazing passages, in Surah Al-Mu'minun, chapter number 23, verses from 12 to 16, listen to this. Wallahi, it is more than you can imagine. Amazing beyond imagination. And that's why the Quran, as Allah the Almighty stated in Surah Saj, verse number 29, كِتَابٌ أَنزَلْنَاهُ إِلَيْكَ مُبَارَكٌ لِيَدَّبَّرُوا آيَاتِهِ. This amazing blessed Quran, which is full of blessing, was revealed to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in order for us to ponder over its verses and its meanings. Not just to recite it in the beginning of sessions, events, and festivals, but to recite it with tafakkur, with tadabbur. What made the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood in tahajjud for the entire night, repeating only one verse towards the end of Surah Al-Ma'idah, chapter number 5. إِن تُعَذِّبْهُمْ فَإِنَّهُمْ عِبَادُكَ وَإِن تَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ فَإِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. It is not about how much you recite. First time to lead Taraweeh in the States, some people approached me and they said, Sheikh, last year we had an express imam. We invited him from this country. So I had to ask, what does it mean, an express imam? He said, MashaAllah, MashaAllah, he used to recite one para in Taraweeh in only 20 minutes. I said, I'm no express, though I'm so sorry. If this is the purpose of Taraweeh, is to race, how would you finish one para in 20 minutes and you claim that you even knew what you were reciting? It is not possible. If you just pray the 12 or no 13 rak'ahs without any recitation, that's 20 minutes. It's not about how much you recite. It's about how much you ponder upon what you recite. Ramadan is less than 40 days away. It's just around the corner. 38 days, 37 days, mashallah, it depends. And people prepare to recite as much, but also spare some time to ponder upon one verse every day. It's a transformational experience. It will make you a better believer. It will make you connect to the Almighty, because you know what He wants you to understand. لِيَدَّبَّرُوا آيَاتِهِ وَلِيَتَذَكَّرَ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. Back to the verses of Surah Al-Mu'minun, in case that you have forgotten. We say chapter number 23, begin with verse number 12. وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ سُلَالَةٍ مِنْ طِينٍ. Most certainly, we did create man from an extract of clay, that is Adam alayhi salam. ثم جعلناه نطفة في قرار مكين. Those of you who are into medicine or studied embryology will know the difference between the sperm and the zygote, which when the sperm fertilizes the egg and it becomes a zygote, a nutfa, first used by the Quran, في قرار مكين, then we turned him in the beginning into a sperm drop in firm lodging. What is that firm lodging? The womb, the uterus. ثم جعلنا النطفة علقة. Then we turned and we made the sperm drop into a clinging clot. That is the meaning of علقة. Hanging blood clot from the wall of the womb. فخلقنا العضقة مضغة. Then we made the hanging clot into مضغة. What is مضغة? When you chew on the food and you have this morsel of flesh, let's say that you're chewing on some meat, it's a morsel of flesh hanging still in the womb. Then Allah the Almighty says, then we made the morsel of flesh or the lump into bones. Then we covered the bones with flesh again. Then we developed him into a totally new creation. فَتَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ أَحْسَنُ الْخَالِقِينَ. Blessed is Allah, the best of creators. Was anyone back then able to see what is in the womb? Was anyone able to find out about the process of the creation whatsoever or the formation of the fetus? Absolutely not. Don't you think if there is no other evidence in Islam that this is indeed the word of Allah, the wahi, the revelation from the Almighty Allah to the illiterate man in the middle of the desert, that should be a sufficient evidence that this is a miraculous book and this is indeed the word of Allah? Wallahi, it should be sufficient. But the Quran keeps unfolding evidences and miracles as science gets more advanced. In Surah Al-An'am, chapter number 6, verse number 125. We have read this verse so many times and we utilize it as, what are the means of guidance? Allah the Almighty says, فَمَنْ يُرِدِ اللَّهُ أَنْ يَهْدِيَهُ يَشْرَحْ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ. Whomsoever Allah wants to guide, he will expand his breast, his chest, to accept Islam. He will find himself or herself willing to absorb the message of Allah, happy to enter Islam. Yashrah, we say, Rabbi shrah li sadri, open my chest for me. The opening is not physical, but it is spiritual, to accept the truth. Well, وَمَنْ يُرِدْ أَنْ يُضِلْ لَهُ. But if Allah wants to keep somebody astray, يَجْعَلْ صَدْرَهُ ضَيِّقًا حَرَجًا كَأَنَّمَا يَصَّعَدُ فِي السَّمَاءِ. He will keep his chest congested, constricted, similar to a person who's ascending gradually into heaven and finding great difficulty in breathing. What we call it nowadays, hypoxia. And this hypoxia happens as a result of lack of oxygen. What is the relationship between lack of oxygen, hypoxia, and ascending towards heaven? Scientists found out that 10,000 feet above the sea level, person is still able to breathe normally. Between 10,000 feet to 25,000 feet, as you ascend, you start finding difficulty. Try to climb a mountain, which is 30,000-35,000 feet. If you don't have an oxygen tube, you get suffocated. And that's why the planes are equipped to maintain certain pressure. So as you ascend, the atmospheric pressure will decrease drastically. And as a result of that, the oxygen will decrease. If you're not equipped, you will have hypoxia. You will not be able to breathe. And the diaphragm will raise up, so the person will simply die, but not before starting bleeding, because the internal pressure will be greater than the outside pressure. The person will start bleeding from the nose and from the eyes and from the ears. This is something that the Almighty Allah was just referring to, by the way, in verse number 125, chapter number 6, وَمَنْ يُرِدْ أَنْ يُضِلَّهُ يَجْعَلْ صَدْرَهُ ضَيِّقًا حَرَجًا كَأَنَّمَا يَصَّعَدُ فِي السَّمَاءِ. So a person whom Allah wants to keep astray, He did not ordain guidance for him, he would hate Islam and the word of Allah despite its sweetness and its ultimate truth. Similar to a person as he ascends, he experiences difficulty in breathing. His color will turn blue. Then eventually he will die of hypoxia. The first attempt of the two Dutch brothers to fly was about 100 years ago. This is when people started finding out about the outside pressure and what happens as you go up. Who informed this illiterate man in Mecca about these facts? And as I'm saying, truth and facts will keep unfolding until the day of judgment. The unseen brothers and sisters consists, or it refers to an unseen of the place, an unseen of the time, and the time consists of unseen pertaining to the past and unseen pertaining to the future. Quran is full of informations about the unseen pertaining to the future. During the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Surah Ar-Rum, when there was a fight and conflict between the two main superpowers on earth, the Romans and the Persians, and the Persians have defeated the Romans, Meccan pagans were happy. So Allah the Almighty revealed, Alif Lam Mim, غلبت الروم في أدنى الأرض وهم من بعد غلبهم سيغلبون في بضع سنين. But guess what? In a matter of a few years, from 3 to 7, بضع, from 3 to 7, they will overcome and overpower their opponent, the Persians. Abu Bakr al-Siddiq bit some of the Meccan chieftains because he was so certain if Allah said so, then it will happen. And eventually it happened. A war erupted between the Romans and the Persians, and the Romans utterly defeated the Persians. How did Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam know about that if it is not a matter of wahy and unveiling some of the unseen to him? The Quran, when it talks about the past, وَمَا كُنْتَ لَدَيْهِمْ إِذْ يُلْقُونَ أَقْلَامَهُمْ. So many verses beginning, وَمَا كُنْتَ لَدَيْهِمْ. When Allah the Almighty informed us about Mary, peace be upon her, Zachary, Yahya, and all the prophets, Allah says to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you were not among them, you did not attend this event, but Allah is telling you about the past from the beginning of the creation. No other book on earth reveals and unfolds the past truth for all the nations and the prophets, but the Quran with full accuracy. The future likewise, but the Quran. And as far as the place, it could be in the same place, something that in our present time, but we have no clue about it, but Allah will unfold it in the Quran. So simply the Quran blew away all the barriers pertaining to unseen in order to confirm that it is from the one who knows the unseen. لا يعلم الغيب إلا الله. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam only knew about what the Almighty Allah allowed him to know. The Quran strikes the hearing of the audience to an extent that والله بالله, I have many people, American people, who accepted Islam simply because of hearing the Quran, or even reading the meaning of some of the verses of the Quran on their own. Wallahi, after September the 11th, I met people whom they just demanded, wanted to read the Quran, which made those people, Muslims, terrorists. So they paid for it. They went to the bookstores and they paid for it. As they read it, as they heard it, they accepted Islam without even meeting a single Muslim. It reminds me when Umar ibn Khattab, Allah opened his heart to accept Islam. Many Muslims think it's only when he came to kill the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he came to Darul Arqam and so, but it was earlier than that. Umar ibn Khattab said, أول ما دخل الإسلام في قلبي. The first experience where Allah opened my heart to accept Islam, I was hiding in the cover, the cloth of the Kaaba, when the Prophet was praying tahajjud on his own. I enjoyed it so much. So I said to myself, wow. What a kahin. What a soothsayer. What a poet. The Prophet ﷺ was reciting Surah Al-Haqqah. Where, when he said, what a poet, he thought the Prophet is a poet, is a great poet. So the Prophet was reciting, and the following verse is, وَمَا هُوَ بِقَوْلِ شَاعِرٍ قَلِيلًا مَا تُؤْمِنُونَ. And this Quran is not the saying of a poet, little that you believe. He was shocked, like, you know, he's responding to me, and he doesn't know that I am listening to him. He's concealed. So when he said, that must be the saying of a soothsayer, a kahin. And the following verse is, when the Prophet was reciting, وَلَا بِقَوْلِ كَاهِنٍ, nor is it the saying of a soothsayer, little that you remember. He said, this is when Islam first entered my heart. You know, brothers and sisters, all of us, we should be very proud that we're Muslims. And on top of that, we should be very grateful and thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that guidance has come to us and Allah have chosen us to be rightly guided and to follow this magnificent book without any effort on our behalf, on our side. Allah has chosen us to be rightly guided. And indeed, وَكَفَى بِهَا نِعْمَةً الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ عَلَى نِعْمَةِ الْإِسْلَامِ وَكَفَى بِهَا نِعْمَةً. We ask the Almighty Allah to guide us all to His straight path and to keep us rightly guided and steadfast on His straight path. We ask the Almighty Allah to make us among Ahlul Quran, الَّذِينَ هُمْ أَهْلُ اللَّهِ وَخَصَّتُهُ. There is no way that we can become among the people of Allah, the chosen people of the Quran, without reciting it properly, without pondering over its meaning, without realizing that as you're reading it, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ, you are repeating the word of Allah. This is what the Almighty Allah said. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to pardon us and forgive us all our sins. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَى سَيِّدِنَا مُحَمَّدٍ وَآلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ وَسَلَّمَ تَسْلِيمًا كَثِيرًا. Thank you so much for attending. May Allah bless you all. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.